The wait is over, but only for some. Italy has allowed the humanitarian vessel Humanity One to dock in its Sicilian port. This after about a week of denied requests. There are nearly 180 migrants on board, but for now only minors and those with urgent medical needs are allowed to disembark. Italy's new far-right government offered a safe port only after Germany and France agreed to help and take in some of the migrants.
The ship will be allowed to remain in Italian territorial waters only for the time necessary to allow us to see on board all the possible health emergency of the people for whom, I promise, Italy will take charge.
Earlier, a tanker transporting nearly 60 migrants was also allowed to dock in Sicily before the group was processed and transferred. But amid the hope for a new life in Europe, a tragic end for two people who didn't survive. In nearby waters, others are still waiting to dock. Hundreds of migrants on other rescue ships like the Geo Barents are stranded in the Mediterranean Sea. Some have been stuck for 2 weeks, their requests for a safe port denied. Conditions are getting worse for the roughly 570 migrants on this ship.
They are fighting 3 to 4 times in a day only because we are on this boat, and it's too difficult for us to stay on this boat anymore.
Food and medicine are running low.
It's very easy for diseases to spread, like the ones we have, respiratory mainly. A lot of coughing, flu-like symptoms.
On Friday, Italy announced it would close its ports to humanitarian rescue ships. Despite tighter measures, about 6,000 migrants managed to reach Italian shores over the last week. And more are waiting at sea. Katia Lopez-Oloyan, Al Jazeera.